The death toll from clashes in Libya's massive popular uprising against longtime ruler Muammar Gaddafi is on the rise. Reports have put the number of people killed in the country's second largest city, Benghazi, at more than 200 over the past days. Hospital officials, however, estimate that the death toll may be nearer 300, with at least 20 protesters killed overnight. According to witnesses, the snipers fired at the protesters while security forces opened up with heavy weapons. Doctors in Benghazi say most of those injured suffer from gunshot wounds sustained from high-velocity rifles. Meanwhile, protests have been held around the United States in support of the Libyan movement, with hundreds gathering in front of the White House. Marjan Asi reports.
Hundreds of protesters gathered outside the White House Saturday to show solidarity with the people of Libya.
I'm here to show my support for the Libyan people who are taking a courageous stand as we speak right now and standing up against the tyranny and brutality and complete injustice. Gaddafi is taking extreme measures. He's taking extreme measures. Whatever he's doing in Libya right now would make Mubarak and Ben Ali blush.
Protesters made demands similar to their counterparts in Libya, including an end to corruption and brutality of the Gaddafi regime, as well as democratic reforms.
Adequate hospitalization, there's no adequate education, and it's time for the people in the Middle East to rise. And hopefully Gaddafi, along with the other 21 dictators, just join him and go to Saudi Arabia.
Libya has normalized ties with the United States, and this has led to similar delicate wording by President Obama, as was seen before the fall of Mubarak in Egypt.
It's what got President Obama in the White House. He got there because people fought for freedom, and I think to honor that, you know, we've got to change our course.
I'm sending a message to the international community. They need to do some intervention. They need to do investigation. They need to get inside Libya. Our people are being killed. We need support from international community. I'm addressing the Secretary of UN. Do something, please. Mr. Obama, do something. What is the democracy? What is the freedom? Our people are being killed, guys. We need someone to help us out.
Many protesters here also have personal experiences of the Libyan government. Stories include being tortured, as well as having family members killed.
This is my brother Ahmed Abdul Qadir Thulthi. He was one of the victims of Abu Salim notorious massacre in the central jail south of Tripoli. 1,280 Libyan political opponents were slaughtered in one day with cold blood by the direct forces of Gaddafi.
Protests in support of the Libyan movement have been scheduled throughout the U.S. and will continue here in the nation's capital. Marjan Asi, Press TV, Washington.